Hey, 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 welcome back to the AIMP Nashville Pubcast. This is your host, Tim Hunzi. Glad to have you with us today. We are wrapping up our mashup episodes where we ask our guests the same questions and then bring you our favorite answers. Today is one of my particularly favorite episodes. This is where we ask our guests their best advice. And I gotta tell you, I am always learning something from each of my guests when I ask this question. Our first guest today is Chris Dubois from Seagale Records, who gives us some really great advice about being in the moment to be prepared for the ebbs as well as the flow.
I think being more mentally prepared for the ebbs, and I say that as somebody who's been very fortunate to have a lot of flows, both as a publisher and as a songwriter. But I think when you're flowing, you just feel like the flow is going to always continue. And I feel like I have learned to, and my wife is on me about this a lot. It's, you know, not that I didn't appreciate the successes, but I just wonder if I just assumed that they would never end. And that's just unrealistic. And I've been fortunate to have a long span of time when I had successes to celebrate, but I've learned that when the successes come, to absorb them and to really kind of relish them, because, you know, it's short-lived at the end of the day.
Our next guest is Katie Kirkover with BMG. She really reminds us that being an A&R is really a service job, and that if we serve others, that's how the work gets done.
There is no manual. There is no handbook. It's not just about the music. It's also about working with a lot of different personality types. It's about understanding everyone else's needs and how you can best serve them. It is a service job 100%. It is not about you at all. And I think it's really understanding how to be able to help and serve the people around you in the best way, while ultimately keeping the focus on, you know, the creative heart behind what it is. Because it's easy to go, oh my God, we have this deadline. Okay, I got to make fast decisions, and that pressure gets put on you, and you've got to figure out how to not let that translate to the artist and the producer. It's definitely something I wish that I would have known more of, and I got thrown into the fire, but now I understand it. And that's what I would tell somebody that was moving into A&R, is just be thoughtful of all the other people around you as well, because your fire is the first fire and then it gets spread to everybody else. So let's all work together in the best possible way we can.
And now we hear from hit songwriter Randy Montana. Could just give us a little bit of advice to remind you that, you know what? You're going to be the same person you were after the hit as you were before the hit. So learn to just get up and do it all over again.
As soon as you had a hit song, maybe I thought I would have felt a little bit different than I did before, back before I ever had a hit song. And so just knowing that even after you had a hit song, you're still the same exact person. You might have a little more jingle in your pocket, but it's all the same set of issues that you were having before anyway, and you got to try to do it again. It's just a hamster wheel, as opposed to, like, I looked at people that were like, had them, and I was like, oh man, that guy's on top of the mountain. And it's just like, no man, he's getting up and he's trying to do it again as well.
Now we have Nikki Sands with Gigs. It just kind of reminds us to always get comfortable being uncomfortable.
You're never going to feel like you're on top of it. I keep thinking that I'm going to get to a place where, okay, I got this now. Everything's finished. I feel like I know what I'm doing. And now no. I think every time you feel like you know what you're doing, you're not growing. And so it's constant growth, scaling, solving issues, launching new products. And if you're not doing that, your startup, big time startup, is not going to succeed. But even if you're in an established company and you really know what you're doing, you're not challenging yourself. So I think I wish that I had known You're never going to be comfortable, and you just have to get comfortable with that.
And our last guest, we have Tim Reynolds from Big Machine, who reminds us to just always stay curious, to continue to learn. Beautiful piece of advice.
One thing I think is it's so crucial anytime you're coming into any new thing, just be, and always, I guess, but especially when you're coming into something new, just be like a sponge and a learner. I think that that curiosity is so paramount for being successful at anything. So yeah, I'll leave it there. Just like never stop being a learner.
The AIMP Nashville Pubcast is hosted by yours truly, Tim Hunzi. Producer, Brandon Harrington. Mixing and editing by Casey Porter. And this has been a Dime Collective production.